The first thing I always ask everybody, if I could have your full name and title for the record.
Andrew, this is Dale Moore, Executive Director for Public Policy at the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Sonny Perdue has not, as of yet, been confirmed as of today and as of this hour, been confirmed as the next Secretary of Agriculture. From the perspective of the American Farm Bureau Federation, what does this delay mean and how does it impact American agriculture moving forward?
Andrew, very much appreciate the question, and I would have to say when we talk to our members, and we've had the privilege of having nearly 1,000 of them, if not over 1,000 of them, in town just this past week. And what I can tell you is this: they're anxious for Governor Perdue to get confirmed, so we can start calling him Secretary Perdue. We're also a little concerned that it is taking what seems to be a lot of time. We certainly understand that there is a lot of information that's got to be pulled together, the full, full money on the FBI background check, all of those sort of normal parts that go into what they refer to as the package. It's just that big, thick notebook of stuff that has to go up to the Senate Ag Committee, so that Chairman Roberts and Ranking Member Stabenow and their teams can go through that and get ready for the confirmation hearing. So, our hope is that that package is coming together. We understand it has not yet been sent up, but we're hopeful that that's going to get taken care of soon. Now, back to the other part of your question, and this is where the concern part comes in. There are so many things going on in agriculture today. We've got, obviously have had some success in rolling back waters of the U.S., but we've got a number of issues on the trade front, a number of issues on the domestic farm policy front and the farm programs themselves, and other things that are going on, that the sooner Governor Perdue becomes Secretary Perdue and he's able to start putting his team together and start addressing, this from the standpoint of both the policy and frankly the politics necessary to keep taking care of those issues that are so important to farmers and ranchers and rural communities, that's where that anxiousness is coming from. So I know from having conversations at the staff level, and President Duvall has had them with Chairman Roberts directly. We know the chairman is ready to take on this confirmation hearing. We know that he and Senator Stabenow are committed to getting it done as efficiently as possible so that we can get to the Senate floor. And hopefully, before too many more days go by, we will have a new Secretary of Agriculture.
Now, of course, when you look at how these things generally work, the delay itself is not, or maybe it is unusual, but I mean, given how the thing was sort of drafted, Sonny Perdue was named by President Trump the day before the inauguration, and unlike some of the other cabinet positions, which were named in November and December, given the time frame between when they were selected and when they were confirmed, we might still be in the same situation here. But having said that, things are happening. Like you say, you're talking about trade, and trade rhetoric is in the news every single day. They've already had the Senate Ag Committee's already held a hearing on the farm bill discussions, and of course, that's going to keep moving forward. So, at the current moment, what does not having a Secretary of Agriculture mean when it comes to dealing with some of these issues and and then after that, if we don't get one confirmed soon, what will it mean for the long term?
Well, I think in the short term, what it means, with the you mentioned that Chairman Roberts has had his first committee hearing on the new farm bill process. Chairman Mike Conaway on the House side has got his subcommittees rolling out their hearing schedules. On top of that, Andrew, you also have the appropriators. They're starting their work, and again, with the administration, particularly at USDA, not having a secretary who can go up and make these points about why these programs, whether it's the Title I programs, the so-called farm programs that are so important to our farmers, the conservation programs, the rural development, the trade, the nutrition programs, all of those benefit from the ability of the Secretary of Agriculture, for the head Aggie in town, if you will, to go up and lay out what are the priorities for agriculture, what are those things that are most important to us. That's where, in the short term, we've got some challenges, because every issue that comes up, we still are having to take those careful steps and figure out exactly how we can reach in. There's a lot of dedicated men and women, career employees at USDA, who are doing a great job of managing these programs kind of day to day. But when it comes to those policy decision kinds of moments that we need, to expand a program or pull something back or make an adjustment, they're kind of caught, between a rock and a hard place because they don't yet have a political appointee at the top of the chain that can say yes or no, let's move forward on that. In the longer term, and I think you've hit on this as well, whether we're talking on issues related to trade, issues related to immigration reform, or another action area that's already well underway on both the House and Senate side, regulatory reform. We've had some success, some celebration of the fact that the new administrator at EPA, Scott Pruitt, has already taken steps, and the president has taken steps to move back on waters of the U.S. That's a big, big fight that we've had going on for several years now, it seems like. Now we have, we need that ability to have a Secretary of Agriculture who is in place and able to tackle these same issues from, the department standpoint.
Okay, and then just, what I'm looking for here, I guess, is just gut reaction. Is Governor Perdue going to be, for lack of a better way to say it, handicapped because this delay has occurred and because we are well into the new administration? Is he going to be handicapped in a position where, he's going to be trying to pick up the pieces and run with it, or do you think that he'll be able to do that pretty flawlessly once he is confirmed?
Well, I certainly believe, Andrew, that Governor Perdue, once he becomes secretary, is going to have the challenge of playing some catch-up, because there's certainly been a lot of activity, new Congress, new administration, a lot of things that have been going on. But one of the things we know from talking to our Farm Bureau members down in Georgia and talking to other folks that are very familiar with how Sonny Perdue managed the state as governor of the state, those that have done business with him in his business enterprises, there's a high degree of confidence that that business savvy he has about how agriculture operates, that scientific ability that comes from his being a trained, educated, trained, and practicing veterinarian early in his career, and just that sort of gritty determination that virtually every Georgia citizen that I've talked to, and certainly those that I work for, here in Washington, have made it clear that Sonny Perdue is not a shrinking violet. He's going to hit the ground running, and he'll pick up those pieces, and whatever challenges you and I may think he may be facing, I have a feeling it's going to look pretty flawless once he gets the ability to sit in the chair and take charge.
Okay. Is there anything else about this that you would want to make sure got mentioned from the Farm Bureau's perspective that we have not had a chance to discuss yet?
Well, I would say the thing that I would wrap up with is, again, as I've mentioned, Governor Perdue's background, we know that, again, from our Georgia members, from President Duvall himself, that he was considered a great manager of the state. And certainly you look at the size and scope and all the different missions, all the different responsibilities that USDA has. They need a good, strong manager who can get all of that working together for all of us in agriculture and in our rural communities. And I think the second part is we understand, again, from the Georgia folks that Sonny Perdue is a fighter. And that's one of the things that I have to admit. The cowboy in me likes the fact that we've got a fighter that's going to be in that chair that will make sure that agriculture has a seat at the table, not only from his perspective, but we feel pretty confident that he is going to make sure that when things need to be discussed, whether or not they're in his immediate jurisdiction, he's going to be working very hard to make sure farmers and ranchers and rural communities have a seat at the table.